Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Covenant Journey Academy sides with a charter school in a U.S. Supreme Court case. We're going to be talking about Liberty Counsel's brief on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is an interesting case about religious discrimination where Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board versus Drummond. This case centers around the Oklahoma Attorney General who is seeking to stop the state's charter school board from allowing an online Catholic school to become a charter school when it can then publicly receive available education funds.
Yes, and so Covenant Journey Academy is an online full-service K-12 Christian school available 24/7, 365, anywhere in the world, with rolling enrollment every Monday and self-paced, and it allows parents to select and have educational choice for their children, K through 12, all kinds of amazing courses in all different areas, over 150 courses. And so because of the interest that we have here, Covenant Journey Academy is now the entity on which we filed this amicus brief before the United States Supreme Court, because the issue in Oklahoma involves an online charter school, a Catholic school that is online. And so in Oklahoma, this online Catholic school, the Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board, wants to have the equal treatment in the school tuition program. And they are being excluded solely because they are Christian, or in this case, Catholic in nature. They are Catholic because of their religious beliefs. They're being excluded. The amazing thing, Holly, is that the Oklahoma Attorney General is the one who picked this fight. The Oklahoma Attorney General is generally conservative. Oklahoma is generally conservative. But why did he pick this fight? Well, he's the Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma. And unfortunately, the state of Oklahoma some years ago had in its state constitution a so-called Blaine Amendment, That comes from a former United States senator by the name of Blaine. Blaine did not like Catholic schools, particularly as they were growing across the country. And so he proposed twice to amend the First Amendment to the United States Constitution to prohibit a specific funding of different kinds of religious organizations or schools in the First Amendment. And that failed twice, never got to the point where they could put it out for the states to ratify.
Wait, he specifically wanted to discriminate against Catholic schools.
He wanted to discriminate against Catholic schools because he did not want Catholic schools to exist. And so he wanted to amend our First Amendment. It failed. So what he did and other supporters of his view did is they went to the states and they convinced some of the states to pass the same kind of legislation and put it into their constitutions. And so some of these state constitutions have what's called a Blaine Amendment.
Is that what they did in 1999 when they created the statewide charter school board?
Well, the charter school board was created, but the constitution was in existence well before that. And so now they created the charter school board in Oklahoma. And now this Catholic online school wants to participate and become a charter school. And they want to have equal treatment. But the Oklahoma Attorney General said, no, we can't do that because you're religious, because our state constitution says that's not permissible.
So no religious schools.
But if you take this particular situation, there's a number of states that have these Blaine Amendments. I'm surprised that this case is even a case, because the Supreme Court some years ago had a case with a state that also had a Blaine Amendment, and they were prohibiting tuition going to a student because of their Blaine Amendment. The Supreme Court of the United States took up the case. The state in that case out west argued, well, we have to discriminate against religion because our state constitution says to do so. The Supreme Court rejected that and said, no, the U.S. Supreme Court trumps that contrary provision, and that is unconstitutional, discriminatory, and violates the First Amendment. And therefore, the school lost and the student won. But now we have a similar case coming back, and it's again with the Blaine Amendment. You would think that they would learn, but in this case, the Oklahoma Attorney General is basically trying to enforce the state constitution. What they should be doing after that Supreme Court case a number of years ago is repeal or modify their state constitutions. Now, here's the kicker. You might say, well, you're not so much in favor of some of these religious schools getting some of this educational funds. Well, let's talk about that. Put it to the side for a second. Let me suggest how broad these Blaine Amendments would be if you really enforce them. If you enforce the Blaine Amendments that no religious institution can have any funds at all, no funds at all, then that means that hospitals that receive Medicare or Medicaid patients that have Medicaid or Medicare funding that are religious in nature, they would not be able to accept that funding. They would not be able to accept those patients because they're religious hospitals, whether they're Jewish hospitals, Baptist hospitals, Seventh-day Adventist hospitals, other kinds of religiously affiliated hospitals, Catholic hospitals, they wouldn't be able to accept those patients because that is funding that is coming to the person and then goes to that particular hospital. And so if you really wanted to enforce these Blaine Amendments, you would have a significant impact across the country that just doesn't make sense. However, what we see happening here is that the Blaine Amendments are selectively enforced. So if Oklahoma really believes that the Blaine Amendment should be enforced, then it should direct all of the hospitals to no longer accept any more Medicaid or Medicare patients.
Wow.
And that would be significant to the healthcare industry.
Well, you know, this case, I would say it's a clear case of discrimination. In 2023, they had two Catholic dioceses in Oklahoma City and Tulsa applied to create a new religious charter school out of their virtual online schools. And the Oklahoma State Charter School Board approved the new charter school. However, the Attorney State General sued, claiming the board had violated a state law that does not allow a non-public sectarian school or religious institution to become a charter school. So this Attorney General is really fighting against the rights of these parents, I would say.
And what's in quote, what you just said, is quote, non-public sectarian school or religious institution, close quote. So again, he's applying this to a, quote, sectarian school, but it also applies this Blaine Amendment to a, quote, religious institution.
So any religious school, not just Catholic, but any religious school,
any religious
could not receive
institution,
these funds.
Any religious institution.
Wow.
And that's why when you really look at the Blaine Amendment, the impact of this would be no more religiously affiliated hospitals could have Medicare or Medicaid funds from patients. And that means a lot of people that are on Medicare or Medicaid would not be able to get medical treatment.
Well, thankfully, the high court's going to address this, and we pray it's in the right direction.
Well, and it would also be, for example, if you have, and you think this is extreme. Well, it's not extreme because we saw this under the so-called Lemon Test that is now gone. It was at the U.S. Supreme Court, a decision for 51 years from 1971 to 2022. But there were some crazy things that happened under that. And if you really enforced the Blaine Amendments, it would even be worse. Some crazy things happened would be that when a city, for example, in a snow-covered parking lot, there's a marketplace or a shopping center, a grocery store, and they come in to clear that parking lot for safety purposes. And there's a church right next to it on Sunday. And so they go right next door and they clear that parking lot as well for safety. Well, are they expending funds for the church? Mm. And the argument has been, yes, they are. You can't clear the parking lot or even the entrance of that particular area, even though a lot of public is going to come there on Sunday. So you can't protect your people because that happens to be a religious parking lot.
Where's the humanness in this?
Well, it's absurd. So these Blaine amendments are blatantly contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America, and that's why the Supreme Court ruled against them before. So Covenant Journey Academy, being an online K-12 school, has filed this amicus brief. Liberty Counsel wrote the amicus brief on behalf of Covenant Journey Academy. We talk about Covenant Journey Academy, its amazing impact in homeschool, K-12. And it has an interest in the outcome of this case, because if the Supreme Court were to go the wrong way, then it would affect school choice all over the country, not just in Oklahoma, but everywhere. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. And for information about Covenant Journey Academy, cj.academy. That's cj.academy.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.